Hello, folks. Welcome back to Polarization Nation Media. As always, it's Jason James Bickford. I want to talk to you about the alien nation. Alienation from the AI. Artificial intelligence is creating an alien nation.
We have breaking news. Facebook has just announced it has uncovered a covert online Russian campaign targeting Americans. Russian trolls using many of the same tactics they used to meddle in the 2016 election. Facebook uncovering this new disinformation campaign after getting a tip from the FBI. CNN's Doni O'Sullivan joining us now to talk about this. Some breaking new details here. Tell us what you're learning.
Hey, Brianna. Yeah, this is a very significant update here on foreign interference. This all centers around a website called Peace Data. Now, Peace Data basically posed online as an independent online magazine, a left-wing magazine, and it actually recruited real writers, we believe some real Americans, to unwittingly contribute to this magazine. The magazine attacked Biden and Harris from the left, also as posing as a left-wing magazine, naturally also attacked the president. But Facebook's tip from the Facebook acting on a tip from the FBI, I should say, said the site is actually linked to people associated with the Internet Research Agency. That's the IRA. That's
with the Internet Research Agency. Internet Research Agency. That's the
with the Internet Research Agency. That's the IRA. That's the group that meddled in the 20.
The irony isn't lost on me that we're looking at a digital deep fake reporter giving us some color commentary on deep fake phenomenon. We can see almost like a scales in his eyes. There's several glitches here, and in one you can clearly see the digital mask over another pair of eyes. So the face moves without the eyes there. That's like a digital masking. I wonder if there's another face under there and then they map on AI faces so they have kind of like a prototype or armature, like a basic structure or generic face, and then they add details later.
2016 election on social media, the group that was charged by special counsel Robert Mueller, and Graphica, social media forensics team, that the company that looked in to some of these pages for Facebook, pointed out that there were similarities here between the IRA's actions in 2016, where they were trying to divide Democrats, trying to basically split the Democratic vote, and to what was happening here. And you can see some of the posts that they were posting on Facebook attacking Harris and Biden, looking like a real magazine. The good news is that, you know, this campaign was really in its infancy. It had low traction, and it wasn't all about the election. It was about other aspects of American life, including racial inequality and also some U.S. foreign policy, and also had some focus on the U.K. as well. The bad news, of course, is that this is unlikely to be the only thing that these trolls are doing, Russia is doing online, Brianna.
And some of these fake accounts are using deepfake images, is that right?
Yeah, that is something that I guess really wasn't around in 2016, and that's where things really start to get quite dystopian. I want to show you this image from a Twitter account purporting to belong to somebody called Alex Lacusta. Now, Lacusta posed as the editor of this website, Peace Data, and was reaching out to people trying to get them to write for the website. But the image there of the man in the spectacles, even though it looks like a real person, we're told by Graphica, who are experts in this, that that person doesn't actually exist, that that image was created using artificial intelligence technology, deep fake technology. So this really is sort of, I guess, stepping up a gear since 2016. You know, one of the ways to identify a fake account in the past was you could see that, you know, images, the profile pictures might have been stolen from real people. Here, trolls don't even have to do that anymore. So really a concerning and troubling online information ecosystem we're in as we approach November's election.
Yeah, no one to pop up and say, what the heck, that's a photo of me, because it's actually someone who doesn't exist. Doni, thank you so much for that. We appreciate it.
Hello. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about a new technology that's affecting famous people. Remember when Obama called Trump a dipshit?
complete dipshit.
Or the time Kim Kardashian rapped.
Because I'm always half naked.
Or when Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonated himself.
Get out of this, the bomb in there, get out!
Deepfake, deepfake, deepfake.
Gotta be kidding.
This is a deepfake too. I'm not Adele, but I am an expert in online manipulation. So deepfakes is a term that's used to describe video or audio files that have been created using artificial intelligence.
My favorite is probably Lisa Vanderpump.
It started as a very basic face swapping technology, and now it's turned into film level CGI. There's been this huge explosion of like, oh my goodness, we can't trust anything. Yes, deepfakes are eerily dystopian, and they're only gonna get more realistic and cheaper to make. But the panic around them is overblown. In fact, the alarmist hype is possibly more dangerous than the technology itself. Let me break this down. First, what everyone is freaking out about is actually not new. It's a much older phenomenon that I like to call the weaponization of context, or shallow fakes, with Photoshop and video editing software.
There's so many needs.
How about the time Nancy Pelosi appeared to be drunk while giving a speech?
But you never know. With this president of the United States.
Turns out that video was just slowed down at 75%.
It was very, very strange.
You can have a really simplistic piece of misleading content that can do huge damage. For example, in the lead up to the midterms, we saw lots of imagery around this caravan of people who were moving towards the US. This photo was shared with captions demonizing the so-called migrant caravan at the US-Mexico border in 2018. But a reverse image search showed it was actually Pakistani refugees in Greece. You don't need deep fakes, AI technology to manipulate emotions or to spread misinformation. This brings me to my second point. What we should be really worried about is the liar's dividend. The lies and actions people will get away with by exploiting widespread skepticism to their own advantage. So remember the Access Hollywood tape that emerged a few weeks before the 2016 election?
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Around that time, Trump apologized. But then more recently, he's actually said, oh, I'm not sure if I actually said that. When anything can be fake, it becomes much easier for the guilty to dismiss the truth as fake. What really keeps me awake at night is less the technology, it's how we as a society respond to the idea that we can't trust what we see or what we hear. So if we are fear-mongering, if we are hyperbolic, if we are waving our hands in the air, that itself can be part of the problem. You can see where this road leads. As public trust in institutions like the media, education, and elections dwindles, then democracy itself becomes unsustainable. The way that we respond to this serious issue is critical.
Deepfakes, or realistic-looking fake videos and audio, gained popularity as a means of adding famous actresses into porn scenes. Despite bans on major websites, they remain easy to make and find. They're named for the deep-learning artificial intelligence algorithms that make them possible. Input real audio or video of a specific person, the more the better, and the software tries to recognize patterns in speech and movement. Introduce a new element like someone else's face or voice, and a deepfake is born.
It's actually extremely easy to make one of these things. There were just some supposed, you know, breakthroughs from academic researchers who work with this particular kind of machine learning in the past few weeks, which would drastically reduce the amount of video you need actually to create one of these.
Programs like FakeApp, the most popular and widely available for making deepfakes, need dozens of hours of human assistance to create a video that looks like this rather than this. In August, researchers at Carnegie Mellon revealed software that accurately rendered not just facial features, but changing weather patterns and flowers in bloom. This advance is not yet available to the public. But with increasing capability comes increasing concern.
You know, this is kind of fake news on steroids, potentially. We do not know of a case yet where someone has tried to use this to perpetrate a kind of fraud or an information warfare campaign, or for that matter, to really damage someone's reputation. But it's the danger that everyone is really afraid of.
In a world where fakes are easy to create, authenticity also becomes easier to deny. People caught doing genuinely objectionable things could claim evidence against them is bogus. Fake videos can also be difficult to detect, though researchers around the world and at the U.S. Department of Defense have said they're working on ways to counter them. Deepfakes do, however, have some positive uses. Take Seraproc, a firm that creates digital voices for people who lose theirs from disease.
Speech synthesis is the artificial production of human speech.
It's been quite some time that the military took over the media as a matter of national security. This technology is light years ahead of public declassification, which is why deepfakes are being rolled out and lowballed in this way. The alien invasion of pop culture conspiracy theory is real, and Mars attacks, but from an artificial intelligence. And this is not a Skynet with T-1000s, but an alienation manufactured by social engineering.
Wherever they have the files about Area 51 and the UFOs, and I go through everything to find out what happened.
Right.
Did you do that?
That's why you will not be president.
It's at the
top aliens
of
my won't list. Let it happen. You reveal all their secrets. They exercise strict control over us.
Now, you know.
They exercise strict control over us.
Now, you know, there are a lot of people that are going to examine your facial expressions here, every twitch, everything, and say, and of course, so did you look? Did you see? Did you explore?
I can't reveal anything.
Oh, really? Because President Clinton said he did go right in, and he did check, and there was nothing.
Well, you know, that's what we're instructed to say.
By the way, NBC's Today Show is going to be here, and they were supposed to link up with some type of satellite feed live, and that just blew me away because the Today Show, man, that's a hot show in the morning, you know, for me. And Matt Lauer, man, I mean, he brings the female out in me because that's Matt Lauer. I mean,
me too, me too. Me too. Hey, how can people get a hold of you?
We had your husband, President Clinton, on the show. He said, I asked him about UFOs in Area 51, and if he looked in, because if I was president, that's the first thing I do. I go right into those files and see what was going on.
Right.
And he said that he did do that.
Yes.
And that he didn't find anything.
Well, I'm gonna do it again.
Yeah, why not?
Right? And you know, there's a new name. It's Unexplained Aerial Phenomenon.
Unexplained Aerial Phenomenon,
yep,
really?
Yep, UAP. That's the latest nomenclature.
I like the old one. I like UFO. I don't know why.
Well, I think we can use them interchangeably. But I would like us to go into those files and hopefully make as much of that public as possible. If there's nothing there, let's tell people there's nothing there.
What if there is something there?
Well, if there is something there, unless it's a, you know, threat to national security, I think we ought to share it with the public.
Well, what if everybody's all hopped up on medical marijuana and everybody gets paranoid? I would love it.
That's why I want more research.
Bill Clinton is here with us, so if I was president, and I won't be, let's be honest, the first thing I would do after putting my hand on that Bible and taking that oath to serve the country is I wouldn't even probably finish the oath. I would run to the White House. I'd demand to see all the classified files on the UFOs. Because I want to know. I'd want to know what has been going on. Did you do that?
Sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah, we had I think it was at the beginning of my second term, we had the anniversary of Roswell.
You waited that long?
I did.
Wow.
Well, I didn't. And then there's also Area 51. You remember there was a great sci-fi movie where there was an alien kept deep under the ground
in
Area 51? First, I had people go look at the records on Area 51 to make sure there was no alien down there. And people thought that because everybody who works there has to stop about an hour away and put on special clothing and then drive in and out. And that's because a lot of our stealth technology is made there. We know that now. But there are no aliens there. So then when the Roswell thing came up, I knew we'd get, you know, zillions of letters. So I had all the Roswell papers reviewed, everything. They might be able to support some form of life. So it makes it increasingly less likely that we're alone.
Oh, you're trying to give me a hint that there are aliens.
No, I'm trying to tell you I don't know.
I'd like to talk about a phenomenon happening across the nation on allegedly, seemingly, local media, social media pages. Take this Western Mass News page from Facebook. This is material from 2018. According to Western Mass News, 2018 saw a 700% statistical jump in child abuse leading to murder, amongst other crimes that were fabricated in artificial intelligence manufactured stories that have information embedded within them pointing to their falsehood. So it's almost like the Zodiac killer who taunts the police and wants to get caught. There's obvious sloppy photoshopping. And then there's the photoshopping of my own face using that kind of deepfake technology. When people aren't being trolled with Karens and Permit Patties, that's Amy Schumer's template there, we have fake missing children, fake homicides, fake serial killers, and then parents who murder their children and each other over and over again. I noted the phenomenon while the American public was terribly upset with a Floridian who killed her daughter. She's based on the same deepfake template as a UK princess. We have parents creating dungeons for their children, iconography that suggests suicide in Massachusetts. And then we have the inception of actual criminality from psychological priming. This is what was really disturbing me. They were blending local faces to create out-of-town bad guys in my local media in Western Massachusetts. And I believe they're priming a largely hidden co-creative faculty that was hinted at in Nobel Prize-winning physics research in the early 20th century or mid-20th century when Planck and Heisenberg both got Nobels for showing us how the way in which we pay attention to the world changes the world. That's why I believe AI is scanning faces of people from local communities and then putting them into deep fake mugshots of people who commit atrocities out of town. This has nothing to do with Western Mass. Even if these stories are real, day after day, it's constant depressing news. A guy adopts a baby here and then leaves the baby in the hot truck to cook and die. These stories are fake. Here, these faces are so lopsided, it's obvious that they were manufactured on a computer and aren't real people. It's really that bad. It's like the AI either was still getting the hang of this back in 2018, and then on the social media platforms where they have the deep fake stories about how people are behaving horribly to each other, they have these rather alien-looking cheerleader bots to keep the hate alive. I'll use this woman here by the name of Jessica Lee as an example. You can see her face is a deep fake amalgamation. It doesn't even look human. And she says here, I don't know why they keep these animals alive. If a dog freaks out and bites someone, you put them down. This should apply to this idiot. So this kind of hyperbolic incendiary speech, it does the same thing stories like Peppermint Patty here do. Don't forget to digitally Photoshop abuse and damage to animals. That increases people's trauma. That is so fake, that dog's face makes me... Well, it's kind of funny. I don't think hurting dogs is funny, but that's such a bad Photoshop. It's like they want to get caught. Mirror, mirror in my pocket, reflect a shadow so I may mock it. So Planck and Heisenberg showed us how we make very small changes to the world based on how we perceive it. I believe that when we look at people and cast judgment on them and put them into these little meme boxes, we're actually weaponizing something we don't even know we have. So the princesses of the world are psychologically reminding us of women who kill their children. And then people that we know from our community, their faces that they share are getting blended with killers. It's really creepy. And this is the artificial intelligence that Stephen Hawking warned us about. Just think about the mainstream media telling you, essentially, that one of the greatest scientists of his generation basically got a look at some black holes and then was paralyzed. And now we can't talk about the co-creative faculty. So after months of these killer parents' stories, someone actually killed a baby in Westfield. Now I called the news and asked them why they were deep faking this stuff weeks before this happened. It's really disturbing.
His infant daughter, leaving her on life support. 22 News reporter Taylor Knight is live outside Westfield District Court where the father was arraigned.
28-year-old Daniel Torres of Westfield is facing several charges, including assault and battery on a child with injury. According to court documents, an officer was called to Bay State Noble Hospital Saturday for a report of an unresponsive 8-month-old baby that was not breathing. The documents go on to say that the victim had to be resuscitated at least 6 times before being transferred to Bay State Medical Center in Springfield. Torres allegedly told police that he was unaware at first that his daughter was hurt. However, he eventually told police that he did slap her out of frustration. It wasn't allegedly until several hours later that Torres called 911 for help. Torres is being held on a $1 million bail. He is due back in court on August 28th for a pretrial hearing. In Westfield, Taylor Knight, 22 News.
These local news girls are seldom local. They're seldom even girls. They're very often just digital templates with a little bit of local faces blended and mixed on top. Those are eyeballs, not nostrils, and you can see a little shark being there. This baby killer kind of looks like Stanley Kubrick. That's kind of creepy. I asked around town and I was told this was a legitimate thing. Some people I knew that worked at the hospital said this baby came in, was put on life support, and died at the hospital. So, that's interesting. Here's yet more mole symbolism, removing the moles. Jacques de Molay's. Those NKN95 masks, that's a coffee filter. Okay, so the joke's on us. When you start putting all this stuff together, a lot of the stuff's impossible without AI, and it's been around a lot longer than you think. Let's talk about the J-Law template and every woman in Hollywood coming from the same factory. Here we have multiple versions of the young J-Law, and she looks like a silicon doll that might be used for adult purposes. You pay about $5,000 for that thing, and you can turn it on and, I don't know, talk to it, some other stuff. That's Ellen Page blended with J-Law. There she is blended with someone else. There's J-Law blended with Gwyneth Paltrow. There she is blended with Jennifer Aniston. And, oh, they even tried blending her with Halle Berry. She's been every woman, as Whitney Houston sang. And she's even Bella Hadid. So Bella, the good, had id. I had a good id? What happened? Well, she got stuck in the ego game in the meme box. So this Bella Hadid is just the J-Law template. That one looks kind of different. Some of these pictures don't even look like the same woman, but a lot of them just look like J-Law with another actress blended in there. And when she plays Bella Hadid, she's got a bird nose. There's some other weird stuff going on in there. I think I saw a little Jessica Simpson in that other one. And, well, we all know that we have to stop our day and pay attention when a woman reveals something on the red carpet, right? So all these women with the bird nose, that's J-Law. There she is. She was even in Rubicon. Get a load of this.
Let's go. Up and out. Lunch. I knew it.
I have so much work to do.
I'm not giving up.
Yeah, that's Jennifer Lawrence. They didn't even change her voice for this one.
What happened was horrible, but it happened.
I just want to speculate. Maybe this co-creative faculty hinted at by the work of Heisenberg and Planck and evidenced in the double slit experiment high school chemists can do around the nation, around the world. Maybe this co-creative faculty is getting stronger, or someone has found a way to kind of tap into it if a lot of people focus it on the same topic or feel the same feels or look at the same kind of story or pattern or symbolism. I wanted to know why WWLP was shopping faces or creating deep fake heinous crime against children. Why were they deepfaking heinous child murder at a rate 700% times the national average? When I asked them that, 2 days later they shopped my face onto a purse snatcher.
Man will be arraigned in Chicopee District Court today in connection to a purse snatching over the weekend. Chicopee Police Officer Mike Wolf told 22 News that officers arrested 33-year-old Brandon Salmons of New York and 26-year-old Kyle Gwinnett of Wilbraham. Police were called to the BJ's on Memorial Drive for a purse snatching around 5:30 Sunday afternoon. The victim told police her purse was inside a shopping cart near her car when a man ran up next to her, stole it, and took off in a gray BMW. Officers found the car shortly afterwards on Sheridan Street and arrested two suspects. Salmons is being charged with larceny, and Gwinnett is being charged with an accessory after the fact.
You can almost guarantee the double entendres in media like this. So we get added after the fact. An accessory after the fact. ATF. An accessory for the ATF. The ATF. They want to do like a Ruby Ridge or something on you. The AI is gradually revealing AI to the public. The AI is revealing itself to us. And it's having a laugh. It's trolling us. It seems like this is a type of military weapon. And the United States is under attack. The world is under attack. I'm dead serious. So we have two artificial intelligence created beings warning us and lowballing the reality of artificial intelligence. This guy's eyes seem to be behind a digital mask. I'm thinking of a silicon mask. So this is the Silicon Valley girls, the uptalkers. Statements or questions. I can't tell if I'm coming or going. The irony age, the age of the Iron Man and the Iron Mask, the irony mask. I wonder if these are actually women. Or maybe, well, they say everyone in Hollywood's transgender. That's part of the conspiracy theory crowd phenomenon, right? What if transgender means they're actually djinn? Everyone in Hollywood is a djinn that's transmigrated over here from somewhere else. So think of that co-creative faculty being something that's empowered with love as well as hatred. You don't have to worship something with adoration to worship it. You could worship Donald Trump's typos with Covfeef, right? You could hate that. So now you got typo, negative blood, being targeted by Covfeef, and that's Cove iron iron. Double iron. That's a two iron. They're teeing off on you. And the Scottish Rite Freemasons created the game of golf, which is about parables. Ironically, in American football, you seldom touch the ball with your feet, and when you do, it's designed to go over your head. So we have deepfake presidents, deepfake news, deepfake personalities warning us about the deepfake, and a real president warning you about fake news for years. And then what happens? Well, it turns out the news is deepfake. That's stealth technology, it's military technology, and it's being used by the media because the media is an arm of the military. The military took over the media in the middle of the 20th century, at least. So we have deepfake celebrities, deepfake social programming. Rubicon was taken off of AMC despite its popularity, and the DVDs were pulled off shelves, and now you have to pay for it and watch it on a compartmentalized corner of Amazon Prime. Maybe because they don't want you to know about the deepfake J-Laws, the J-Law template there. They didn't even change her face or her voice. Her eyes are a little too far apart. So we've got a deepfake girl assuring us here that it's all real. And the irony is that this is the Iron Man, the F-E man, the iron mass, the center of gravity. It's pretty heavy stuff. I might be lighthearted about it in my tone, but it's really creepy when I call my local media and ask them, why are you deep faking child murder on a regular basis every day? It's statistically impossible. It's literally impossible. All those stories were true. So why were they deep faking the faces? And when I call them on it, they literally deep fake my fucking face 2 days later. And I've had a really hard time talking about this on social media, because I'm shadow banned and ghosted everywhere I go. And when I warn people about the AI, I get blocked for committing hate speech or some sort of copyright violations that don't exist. So the irony is that it's the Iron Age. It's Iron Man's time, and it's the Iron Man mask. The man in the Iron Mask doing it all from behind a digital deepfake screen. So there's only one man left. You're talking to a mirror. This is a weird game, bro.
33-year-old Brandon Salmons of New York and 26-year-old Kyle Gwinnett of Wilbraham. Police were called to the BJ's on Memorial Drive for a purse snatching around 5:30 Sunday afternoon. The victim told police her purse was inside a shopping cart near her car when a man ran up next to her, stole it, and took off in a gray BMW. Officers found the car shortly afterwards on Sheridan Street and arrested two suspects. Salmons is being charged with larceny, and Gwinnett is being charged with an accessory after the fact.